Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
As Healthline continues its look at contraception, today we talk about female sterilization. Tubal ligation, popularly known as tying off or tying your tubes, is considered one of the permanent methods of female sterilization. It involves the cutting and tying of a woman's fallopian tubes to prevent pregnancy. Consultant gynecologist at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital, Dr. Cleon Kelly, says the female sterilization method is usually popular among women who have already completed their families.
And she's sure that she doesn't want to go again, then it's an option, and one have to also inform the patient that this is permanent. Even though patients might ask for reversal of the tie-off, yes, it can be done, but the chance of success after it's done is very, very small, and this depends on how much of the tube was left when the tie-off was initially done.
The World Health Organization, WHO's Family Planning Handbook for Providers, 2011, says female sterilization is an option all women can consider, as there are no medical conditions that can prevent a woman from using this method. Women who are infected with HIV, have AIDS, or are on antiretroviral ARV therapy can safely undergo female sterilization. Dr. Kelly says, because it's a surgical procedure, it carries risks unlike those associated with the other more non-invasive contraceptive options.
It is a very invasive procedure, so one have to take into consideration the risk of surgery, so infection, pain, the risk of the medication that are used, anesthetic medication that are used to numb the area or to put the patient at sleep, because of course in our public system we still do TLs or tubal ligation under anesthesia.
The tubal ligation procedure, as with the other available methods of contraception, is offered free in the public health system. There are multiple types of procedures used to execute tubal ligation, including the mini laparotomy, laparotomy, laparoscopy, transcervical methods, and open laparoscopy. In the public health system, the mini laparotomy is mainly offered. In this procedure, the doctor makes a small incision in the lower abdomen to access the fallopian tubes. The laparoscopic procedure is also offered, but is not as readily available as the mini laparotomy. The WHO Family Planning Handbook says after the tubal ligation procedure, there will be no major changes to a woman's monthly bleeding patterns. After sterilization, a woman can also expect no changes to the appearance of her vagina and to the quality of her sexual experiences. It is also important to note that sterilization is not just for older women or for women who have already had children, as the procedure can be done on any woman. Though the procedure is considered to be effective at preventing pregnancy and is intended to be permanent, it is not 100% foolproof. Women who have been sterilized have a slight risk of becoming pregnant, with about 5 of every 1,000 women becoming pregnant within a year after the procedure. The small risk of pregnancy remains beyond the first year and until the woman reaches menopause. Pregnancies that occur after sterilization are normally due to the woman already being pregnant at the time of sterilization. In some cases, an opening in the fallopian tube develops, and pregnancy also can occur if the doctor makes a cut in the wrong place instead of the fallopian tubes. On next week's Healthline, we break from our look at contraception to focus on autism. When we return, we will continue the spotlight on contraception with a focus on the combined oral contraceptive, also known as the pill. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next week. And on behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, please stay healthy.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me now, please. It tastes good, don't? But guess what? A hit CM1 are gonna raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.